Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
I'm J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, and again today, Bart Scott in for Keyshawn Johnson. And a lot of us, our thoughts that we've been talking about since the start of the show, but just want to keep reiterating the point. Those who are just joining us right now, Keyshawn not here because of a family tragedy. And Jay, I know, you know, he put out tweets yesterday to tell the world about it. It's not a secret, but it's also not a secret that while we do the show, we do it thinking of him and his family. Our hearts are broken. And it's something that, again, if you're just joining us, that unfortunately everybody can relate to. And you understand why, as we do this show, we do it with heavy hearts.
Yeah, this has been a difficult year and a half for not only us, for a lot of people. And obviously yesterday was a very, very, very difficult and challenging day for Key. I wanted to read to you guys the words that he put out there as a statement. And it goes, quote, "It's with incredible sadness that I have to share the news about the passing of my beautiful daughter, Maya. Maya, as my firstborn child, has been the joy of my life and her mother, Shakiri's life. She came into our lives just as we were both coming of age as adults and has been a constant beloved presence for the both of us. We are heartbroken and devastated. Shakiri, Maya, siblings, our family, and I appreciate your thoughts and prayers at this difficult time. We also appreciate your support and respect for our privacy as we move forward. Thank you all. God bless. Keyshawn Johnson, Sr." So, look, I last night I found myself, I couldn't sleep. I kept saying this serenity prayer that I said over and over and over again when I went through something crazy. Just God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the strength to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. The one thing I will say about Key is he's one of the strongest individuals I've ever met. Yeah. And that's what this show is for. Yep. Like, we ride for each other. We are there for each other. We are there for our fans. You know, hopefully when we get a chance to go on the road, sit down, we're the type of people, we'll have a drink with you, we'll talk sports with you, we'll talk life about you, we'll talk about our loss, we'll talk about our happiness, our pain, D, all the above. And Key being able to be open with this, I don't even know how you can do that. Yeah. I just had a daughter 2.5 years ago. I can't imagine what it is to go through something like that. But this is who he is, and this is who we are as a show. And I just want to say thank you out there to everybody that's, you know, tweeted your support or send your prayers of positivity to Key and his family. Let's continue to do that.
Yeah, that's all we can do, right, is try and support our brother any way that we can and, you know, try and be that distraction and make sure that, you know, we let everybody know how much we love him and care about him and our prayers are with him. And with heavy hearts, you know, we do this show. But, you know, Keyshawn would want us to come out here and not F it up, which he told all of us. And we'll make sure that we oblige and make sure that we do the best that we can and make sure we can try and fill the shoes for the short time.
And you know, it's an emotional roller coaster and that, you know, you're having so many lows. I had lows last night for him, and I'm not even Key. But also, like, you know, the fact that he can still pop in here every once in a while and joke with Alan about his sweater.
Yeah.
You know, like,
what's
wrong
with the sweater, by the way?
I like the sweater. It kind of, you know, it's Zubin-like. Soft. Zubin-like. Everybody in that chair
rocks a
good sweater.
I felt like I had to represent Zubin's, like, you know.
I mean,
he's not here, and somebody's got to have the sweater on in
just wouldn't be Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin without Key cracking a sweater joke. That's all.
I can never wear that sweater. My neck's too long, man, so it'll look awkwardly weird because it's too much of the neck still showing through it. I can listen.
I feel like I'm hiding it a little bit.
I can't wear no turtlenecks. My wife would not allow me to wear a turtleneck.
See, I love the
turtleneck. My neck's too long, though. So it's like, it's a turtle, like, hey, you got a mid-neck? They make a special length. Like, no, my neck's just long.
Bart was made in Roblox. You got to play Roblox? Like, Bart was made in Roblox. And he just came to life. Like, that's how it works. But, you know, and what we're doing here is, you know, obviously joy amidst the pain, right? We laugh. This is what we do to keep each other going. And that's, you know, when we talk about loss and you know, how to deal with loss, I always feel like, and it's what I said to Key, it's like, I don't have words. You know, I was a writer for 20 years. What words could you possibly have? So instead of words, you just, it's mood, it's feel, it's emotion, it's let's do something to help you through it, right? And that, like, I always ask, like, what can I do? We always say that. Oh, man, like, I'm really sorry. What can I do?
You can focus on the positive.
Be there.
Man. I mean, if there's one thing we all learned through this pandemic is that if we start focusing on all the things that were taken away, we'll never be appreciated for what is.
Right.
And if you're not seeing what's right in front of your face and you're not trying to bask in that positivity, then it's a tough road.
It puts things in perspective, right? You know, tomorrow's not promised to anybody, so we have to enjoy and love our loved ones while we can. And I think the pandemic really, you know, illuminated that hey, we need to make sure that we call each other. We need to tell each other that we love each other, because tomorrow's not promised to anybody. You know, we've all experienced loss, especially through this past year. You know, we've all tried to find different ways to deal with it. You know, the fact, you know, I lost my grandfather maybe two months ago to COVID. You know, 97 years old, still spry, man. Still doing construction. He was still lively, you know what I mean? And then not being able to go to a funeral, not being able to see him, it's just tough. And, you know, this is the sanctuary, just like the locker room, where we can come and get a distraction just to, you know, get our minds off of it, because at the end of the day, we have to go back to our real-life problems.
That's what we're trying to do is obviously we provide that, right? Like, are we essential? No, we're not essential, but we try to be in your life. We try to be your distraction while you're sitting in traffic, while you're heading to work, while whatever's going on in your life. That's what we try to do. We do that for each other.
I laugh at stuff, man. Like, to be honest with you, you know, Sarah Spain was talking about her mother last hour, and I started drifting off thinking about Key. And I heard the voice, and I was like, man, I Mina's really cool. And I thought it was Mina Kimes. And your look was like, that was Sarah Spain. Moron. That was Sarah Spain. But, like, to be able to laugh about stuff like that, because in the big scheme, like, it's you know what I mean?
I look at it, you know, and these are the moments that I always try to use as the teaching moments a lot of times with younger ones, with our own kids and stuff, is that idea that, and I'm not trying to be preachy, but we are emotional for Key. So sometimes you get a little preachy. We all bleed the same.
Yeah.
Like in especially in today's world where we're so divided a lot of times by everything, including sports takes.
Agreed.
Including the fact that, like, I hate you because your takes are terrible, or you don't like my team, or you always say this and that. Like, we get that. Like, you listen to the show, but you hate certain things about us, and we understand that because we know it's not a real hate. It's just a hate off of sports. It's
just 90% of those things aren't even true. That's people just kind of using that social media platform. Here's what I have found, though. See people, like, I respond to people, say, oh, I hate you, you're a moron. Yeah. Go get a motorcycle accident. I'm like, hey, you want to talk? They're like, what, you'll call me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The whole conversation changes. Because at the end of the day, like, we're all on the ground floor, man. We're all trying to figure this out.
That's right.
And that's the beautiful part about how we rock out.
We all cry the same. We bleed the same.
Exactly,
and that's what this is. And so we're there for each other for the same reason.
See, I'm different. See, like, you come at me, I'm going Waka Flocka.
Yeah, you go really hard at people. I've seen it.
I get the call from H. Charlie, hey, Bart. You work for Mickey Mouse. Like, oh, my bad.
I felt like that's how I felt last night watching the Knicks.
Like,
you know,
oh, he works for us? My bad. I didn't know he worked for us.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
like,
with that in mind.
He's a colleague, Bart.
I know. I didn't mean to bring it to a difficult point for you. It was a tough one.
I mean, I'm already emotional, and now you're going to bring – you know what? And I know – see, Keyshawn, I know, is dying for the he can't wait to hear me have to talk about. He can't wait for this moment.
That was a good no call.
Where I –
it was the right no call. Well, plus Keys Lakers won last night against the Warriors.
Oh, that was
and then
brutal.
You guys,
Nets. I'm hearing about it in my texts right now. But yes, something happened last night at the Barclays Center. Let's just say, maybe something might have been stolen last night.
Oh, Allen
at the Barclays Center.
Okay.
I hate when you want to be all hard on me. I'm trying to hold you back. Like, stop, man. Be smacking me
well,
like
because
that.
If you really wanted to get by me, Julius Randle, you can get by me.
Yeah, so don't smack my wrist like that, man. Like, calm down, bro. You know you – all right, I'm waiting for the one time when somebody trying to get at somebody, they just move out the way.
Like, yeah, go ahead and get him,
like,
there.
Like, hold on.
I don't know, are you really that mad at the no call?
Listen,
because it was the right call.
Scott Foster's on the take. That's what something happened last night, because all I saw was Kyrie reaching in, making contact with something. It affected the shot.
But he said he never.
Julius Lands.
He never lost
expecting
control.
Expecting there to be at least a jump ball. At
our
the
producer's
very
playing
least,
dead wrong by Biggie for you, by the way.
I'm hearing that.
Yeah,
and I don't like what's happening here. I'm feeling like I'm being like.
But you know the rule,
me.
Though, Alan.
Feel like
on your way up, if the ball gets hit, you can't keep both your hands on the ball. You know this. Take your hands off the ball, let it drop like it was actually a strip.
Yeah.
And then pick the ball up and shoot it. You can't go up and get tapped, and then you still have her in control of the ball, come back down with it, then put the ball on the ground. You can't. That's a walk, man.
So are you saying that
it was
as Julius Randle grabs a chair and chucks it?
And look at Kyrie.
Kyrie, you know Kyrie loves it.
I'll
Kyrie loves
you.
It. the team next I was supposed time, to come to, but I came to the other team.
Tell you something.
Hello.
See, but I'm just saying, when they come to the guard, I want a little hard foul. That's what
but was it mission accomplished? Hard foul. Right? It was mission accomplished by the Knicks. They just didn't want to get in.
Hell no.
What
don't
I'm saying
me
is,
that. No, don't before, give me no moral victories.
No, before that, we were talking about it yesterday. We just didn't want them to get embarrassed. They wanted to show that they belong.
They played
and
out.
They could compete. And listen, they were down early, right? And they kept scrapping.
Down 18 late.
Right, and they kept coming back, and they kept fighting back. And that just showed you a lot of grit. What the Knicks' job is this year is make themselves an attractive destination.
Okay.
To say, listen, we have adults running this organization now. And I think that's Preach. Mission accomplished
right.
so that they can attract finally the star that they've been promising us for the last 7 years.
Let me reset this. So it's Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Tune out the nonsense. Tune into Straight Talk offering the Samsung Galaxy A51 for $190, $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plans. No contract on America's best networks. Bart Scott, Alan Hahn in with Jay on KJZ. So I'll give everybody the details. So the Nets did beat the Knicks 117-112. At the time of the crime, it was 115-112. All right, full disclosure, I agreed with Jay.
Yes,
Julius
you did.
Julius is supposed to let
Thank
go of the
you.
Ball there. I'm just having fun with it because I hate losing. I just don't like losing to this
1-2 after
team.
The All-Star break.
It was so early in the shot, though, that he had no choice but to hold team control. Well, Julius he lets it go, then Kyrie steals it, and he's in a fast break because he hit it so early.
The play happened in the last 5 seconds of the game. The Knicks had to make a wild comeback, and they did. They cut it to 3. They have the ball. There's a jump ball, too, which that was another whole situation where Tom Thibodeau had to challenge the call. They get the ball. Well, actually, he didn't challenge it, but the call was reversed. So Randall, who had 33-12-6, like he had himself a game. Didn't have a great start, but a terrific finish. He went for 3 thinking Kyrie is going to, you know, try to foul him before he takes the 3. That's generally what we see in the NBA. Kyrie just kind of reached in. He admitted, I was actually going to try to foul him, but instead he had a chance at the ball, thought he'd maybe try to knock it away. Julius felt the contact on the ball, and it messed up his ability to shoot it. So rather than force up a bad shot, he thought, maybe I'll get the call.
You just dropped the ball, Jay, and you shield the ball away from Kyrie. That's what you do in that situation.
I'm having fun with it. We're seeing it again. I'm having fun with it, but the truth is that's where he has to let the ball pop out of his hands to reset the play. He doesn't. The Knicks lose. Tom Thibodeau, of course, did talk about how he was not thrilled with the calls late in the game. Julius was smart and just left it alone, saying, let's just move forward. I said going into this game, look, no Derrick Rose, obviously no Kevin Durant for the Nets, so neither team really at full strength. The Nets are a juggernaut. We've talked about that as well. The Knicks are trying, and this is amazing how they flip-flopped. Mm-hmm. Like the Knicks are being like the little brother team now. They're the younger team that's just trying to scratch their way into the playoffs against the, you know, the marquee team. And they did so. I said, you know what, win or lose, take a piece of this team before this is over. And did they is the question. Or was that just a late push against a bad defensive team that thought they had this thing won?
I see something different for the
Knicks.
What
do you see?
I see a team that is scrapping to make the playoffs, that has a legit chance to make the playoffs. And I see some young assets that potentially could be utilized to land that superstar. Like, watching Emmanuel Quickly last night, I've been watching him the whole year. I don't know if you like him. I love him.
I love him.
I am not trading him.
All right. I'm just saying, for who? For who? Who do you want down the line? You say that
don't
now.
Don't do that to me.
I'm just saying. No, I want Emmanuel to keep playing
well. You got one right. Finally.
You did.
You got one right.
It could
because
be.
OB's has been, you know, lukewarm out there. He hasn't been able to get the minutes. I know he plays behind Randle, but right now Quickly is saving that draft class. Like, man, this guy, it could be a potential, you know, potential all-star.
I hear you. I think he could be a piece for the future for the Knicks. He also could be a piece for the future for another team. It's like Spencer Dinwiddie was a piece for the Nets. Like, hey, Amir, it was like, we're not trading him. Well, we get James Harden. Might have to think about
Karis
a trade.
LeVert right?
How that whole thing worked out. So I think, once again, young assets that continue to play well, this only helps the Knicks. And if they find a way to get to the playoffs, that's what people want to see. That's what free agents want to see. The New York Knicks knocking on the door. Yeah. You don't have to walk all the way through the door, but just the fact that you're at the party, willing to knock on the door, speaks volumes about where the Knicks are at.
It feels like, as you see, the Knicks are 7th in the East, and again, with 20 wins. Vegas over-under was 22.5. They're at 20 wins at the 40-game mark. There's still 32 games to go. So if you took the over, you're in the money. You can already start counting. I know people say, don't count your money. No, you can count it because I have a feeling they'll get at least 3 more wins.
They should beat the Sixers. Their next game up.
Well, without Embiid, they've got two against the Sixers in the next three games.
That's a scrappy team, though.
Yeah, that's going to be – I mean,
that's
they should be
like,
right there, though, yeah, without Joel Embiid.
With yeah. Doc. I mean, that's the question. Look, where are the Nets? We know. The Nets are the team that we'll really start to know once we get to May.
Yes.
And it's win-in time. Yeah. Like, then we'll know. But I also look at the standings and I see the Nets are in second. The Knicks are in seventh. Now, there's a 7-10 play-in, so you'd still – have to deal with that bracket and make sure you lock in. But
by the
just
way, Indiana's coming, Caris LeVert coming back, TJ yeah. Warren potentially down the line.
So Indiana
back.
A bad loss last night, but you're right. That you got to watch these teams. The Hawks have made a bit of a push of
Toronto.
Late. They've won, I think, four in a row, five
right.
in a row. But just, again, hypothetical for fun. You got the Clippers, you got the Lakers. Those two teams in L.A., like, that's fun. Having two teams, they play in the yeah. same damn building. Like that's yeah. fun. New York hasn't had this. When the Nets were good, reaching the finals in the early 2000s, Knicks were terrible. When the Knicks were good, the Nets were terrible. Like, they're never good at the same time where it becomes a true rivalry. Everybody says, oh, it's a great rivalry. It is not a rivalry because a rivalry happens when two teams are good at the same time and have those heated playoff battles that become something of legend. They have yet to have that. But if you get a 2-7, if you're the NBA,
oof.
How much do you want that as a first round? Knowing that maybe later you'll get Clippers-Lakers Western Conference Finals, maybe, for later, so you get that market lit up for that. But if you can get a 2-7 Knicks-Nets, would you buy, like, would you be all in on that?
I'm going. Especially understanding, that's what I love about Julius Randle. We did an interview with him for the boardroom a couple years ago, and he has such a major chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
He does not care what you have to say, what the media has to say. Yeah. He wants to rip your face off. And last night was a prime example of that. If that kind of energy is in the building,
yeah.
when these playoffs kick in and they're in that position, I'm watching that series.
What do they need?
A little testy. I think they need to go out and get Zach LaVine, man.
Well, you can't do that in season. The Bulls are also trying to make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean –
you got to make a move.
You're gutting
though,
your
right?
team. See, there's a lot of offseason potential, but if for something to help push them over the top, like the Nets just added Blake Griffin. Did they need him? Not really, but they got him.
Yeah.
You know, there's talk of them maybe getting Andre Drummond. Do they need him? I don't think so. You know, they need a little more grit sandpaper.
Who
right?
do you want as a Knicks fan?
As a Knicks
fan? Who's the one guy? I have a couple of thoughts, but who's the one guy you as a diehard Knicks fan?
Like in season? Or you mean like
just maybe this summer coming up?
Oh, well, if I could have anyone. Like, not just free agency. I can get anyone. If I can make a trade for.
Yeah.
That Devin Booker, to me, is perfect.
Okay, I have two for you. You ready?
Go ahead.
Who's not happy right now with where he's playing? Who's really struggling right now with where they're at? Now, things could potentially change next year if a guy comes back, but they're really struggling
right
now.
Are you going right
to do this? I just want you to think about
it. You're going to right a wrong from 2009?
No, I just want you to think about it. I just want you to think about it.
Are you talking about who I think you're talking about?
Chef?
Yes.
Yes. Chef. Steph Curry.
The guy that was supposed to be a Knick back in
2000. I'm throwing his name out there. I mean, I know Golden State fans will go crazy,
yeah.
right?
Why would the Warriors – because this – Kendrick Perkins was the one that
free
did this.
Free Steph. He said it. He
tweeted
said it last
night. Because yeah. they were embarrassed. They've had these losses. That's a young team. You know, Wiggins shows you stuff some nights, and then other nights it's not there. Wiseman looks like he's got potential, but it's going to take a little while for yeah. him. Kelly Oubre – When in the NBA are we going to understand that he is what he is?
Exactly.
That's it. Like yeah. you're not getting more. That's it. That's what he is. They don't. And when Klay comes back, that's 2 years he's missed.
How His will legs. He handle both injuries? That's yeah. that's tough, man. Especially for a guy that's such a great defensive player.
But you know they're going to run it back though. They got to give it to see what it looks like. It's going to be a while.
How many picks would you give the Warriors? Because that's what they'll want. It'll all be about picks.
Whatever you want.
How many picks?
Whatever
you want.
Because
they are, by the way, way over the tax. How many picks?
Whatever you want.
Would you give them?
Whatever you want
for him.
I'm gonna get whatever you want.
What is he? 32 now? He just turned 32.
Yeah, 32. 30, yeah.
32 or 33? I'm not sure.
Well, his game ages
his,
well.
Exactly.
His game ages
around.
Well. Yeah.
He's a shooter,
he's
man.
Rick
I could play until I'm 40
stretched out
with the way this guy shoots. He's the most prolific shooter in the history of the game, Allen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then if you're able to sign a guy like Devin Booker in free agency, imagine what that backcourt could be like. Yes, I'm doing it to New York fans. I mean, look, do I think
a lot of scar
do I think the probability
there,
of Stephen Curry leaving Golden State is high? No, I do
it's
not.
Like 1%.
But, I mean, we've seen guys get frustrated. We've seen guys say – I mean, I've seen more videos of Steph get frustrated more so than I've seen him smile lately.
But
right?
if the fact that he had their dynasty, he's got his rings,
right.
would you see him as somebody that was like, I don't want to go anywhere. Like,
I can see
I'm
him being
fine
that way
here.
Too.
I've already had – like – There's some players that want to just keep chasing the ring. He's kind of had it already.
Yeah.
What is that, what else is there for him to do other than just
but stay,
keep a legacy in one – because that's the other thing we never see anymore. Yeah. Stay with one franchise.
Let me ask you a question.
Draft night
I'll ask you. You're a basketball guy. Let me ask you this question. Do you see Golden State – do you see Stephen Curry winning another championship at his time in Golden State?
I don't.
Hmm. Me either.
No, I don't. I thought maybe this would be the year before the Clay injury, there was a feeling like maybe they were keeping receipts and they were going to be back again. Yeah. But I just don't. I think, you know, again, there's just that run they had, that 4 years.
Magical.
But that also is exhausting what they did.
It also feels like the rest of the league has caught up to them stylistically.
True.
Right? Like the rest of the league is playing that style of basketball where Golden State was the originator of it. I understand that. I'm just asking you if – because I feel the same way. I don't expect him to win another championship at Golden State. I think he'll be the greatest shooter ever to play the game. Yeah. Still love their basketball.
What I volley back at you is the other question of, does he want to uproot his family, move across the country?
Do you know how competitive he is?
Yeah.
That's what I need
to know. Do you know how – I don't think people – you see him smile. You see him do the shimmies. He is one of the most competitive dudes out there. Do not get that twisted about him. He is an absolute killer. It bothers him that they lose the way they lose. Right. You see him the other night when they were losing. I forget who they were losing to.
Yeah, he was
there, he was like, come on.
Right.
Come on. Like, he's talking. And you see Andrew Wiggins staring off into the sun. That's not even there.
Right.
Kelly Oubre, like, just kind of off somewhere else. It drives him mad. If that happens, if that cycle happens a lot, you might have him at his edge.
But he's not going to leave his brother. He's not going to leave Clay. He's going to try and fight it out and say if we can get it together.
I just don't know what Clay's going to be. And I want to see Clay come back and destroy the game. I'm all for players who do that. I still know what Clay's going to be.
His game ages well too, right? Because he's a shooter.
But see,
right? he's not a guy, not really though, man.
Because Clay's a defender. Clay's one of the best defenders in the league.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how laterally agile you have to be, running around, getting around? And plus, think about the way he hunts his shot. There's a lot of stopping, pivoting, turning. Yeah. Like, there's all that in his game. I mean, they run like, 6 or 7 miles a game?
Right.
With the way they play? So that wear and tear in your legs, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I do know his contract is guaranteed. See, that's what you guys have in football.
Exactly.
He gonna get his money regardless. I just don't know what Klay Thompson is gonna be. I don't.
What are
trading
you
the chef
up?
To New York?
Could he go to New York? Could he go to L.A.? I mean, we saw him and Brian love playing together. I don't know.
I would throw up if I see him go.
I can guarantee you one thing.
What's going to happen to AD?
I don't know. That if there was a scenario, complete hypothetical, we go into fantasy land and there is a trade that the Knicks could make with multiple firsts, it would have to include a guy like Quickly for sure, like that kind of thing. And you did that, or at least it was rumored, you would have headlines saying, same old Knicks. Giving up everything for an old guy.
Oh, stop. No.
Come on now.
No.
You know that would be the case.
I wouldn't care. You say whatever you want, media.
Oh, man. It's just, you know that. Play against Key, J, and Z on ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up at ESPN.com/bracket.
Download
the Tournament Challenge app.
Put your bracket in right now. I don't care.
Search KJZ. Because I went to a direction.
Or if you want
to
win,
you suck.
Search Bart and Hom because we suck at it. Maybe we'll just throw it and we'll let you win. But coming up, we are presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. So coming up, as we talk about one New York team and what they might need, how about another in the Jets? They've done some things in free agency, but are they going to make a splash? And we'll talk about that after Jay has this from Indeed.
As a business owner, both Bart and I know this, time is your most valuable resource. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. Post a sponsored job and Indeed instantly searches millions of resumes in your database to deliver candidates who fit your job description immediately. Want to go beyond a resume? Choose from over 135 skills tests to challenge applicants on hard skills like computer proficiency or soft skills like customer service. Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. J. Will here, Bart Scott, Alan Hahn, that's me. And as well, and you heard Joe Douglas say that.
Oh, my bad.
It's all good. I just like
they go hard, son.
Sound like a mix of Fergie and Jesus.
So New York back in the 90s. What up, son? What up, fam, fam? Done. He's like, whoa.
Tim's no laces. Like, I'm going to hoop. Like, yo, bro, you're taking Tim's on the beach. New York thing. No Tim's on the beach, man. It's hot. They're still getting hot in them steel toes.
Yeah. Well, it's hot in New York, especially if your team is losing and you have tons of money to spend and you're not spending it.
What? They spending that money.
Are they? Well, let's take a look at it. Corey Davis, Carl Lawson,
breakout
Gerard
candidate.
Davis.
He's a breakout candidate.
Worth noting for the Jets that all three players will be 26 years old when the season starts, so staying young.
Right.
Carl Lawson, the linebacker, 3 years, $45 million. You got more than that, Bart.
But listen, he's a star, bro. He's a star. He's a breakout candidate, and you think about in Salas defense, he can play that big D Ford in. You know, he's a pass rusher, didn't get a lot of sacks last year, but he got a lot of pressures, man. So, you know, that just takes putting somebody next to Quinnen Williams. You got him for a reasonable, good price. Jared Davis, you think about him. He was a former first-round draft pick. Did they see something in? Pair him next to C.J. Mosley. Now, if I'm Neville Hewitt, I'm a little concerned.
Hang on a second. You mentioned C.J. Mosley, who was the big free agency signing two off-seasons ago, played one game, got hurt.
Man, he looked special in that one game.
And he did, that half. They were unbelievable in that first half, and since then, it's been all downhill. He sits out last year due to COVID, decides to opt out, and Bart, you're connected closely to the Jets. Why are there rumors that teams are calling for a trade for CJ? Does he want out of New York?
I don't think they're calling them. And listen, it's malpractice if Joe Douglas doesn't listen. I mean, he does have a $15 million price tag, right? As he was a big sign the other day. I mean, the other 2 years ago,
right?
So I mean, I feel like you want to listen, because if you could replace him for cheaper value, then you do that. Now we have to see what CJ is after not really seeing him play football for 2 years. But I mean, you don't think that he lost a step? He didn't get injured. He opted out because of a pandemic. You know, a lot of players did that. But I think the Jets are being strategic, right? They don't want to just go out and spend money and reset the market because you have money. You know, they have a lot of holes to fill. And I think when you think about Lawson, I think he feels a need. And listen, it's more moves to be made. Like I said, that trade out there for Orlando Brown Jr. is out there. And I thought that they really wanted Corey Lindsey, and they really were tied to Tooney as well. You know, those guys reset the market. So you say, you know,
were they outbid for them? Or did those guys say, I'd rather go to –
No, they were outbid. They were outbid because –
Better
listen,
situation. How can the Jets be outbid with all the money they have to spend?
Yeah, but they have to spend money at more positions than other teams. So if you spend so much money there, it's going to hamstring you for other positions, and that money's going to come back to bite you in the butt. Remember, he's been around Ozzie Newsome forever. When do you remember the Ravens ever spending that type of money to reset the market?
But Yoda, though. I mean, that's why I would say Ozzie Newsome. It's like a Yoda, young Skywalker.
Yeah.
Learn your way. Plus, there's still a cautionary tale of just Le'Veon Bell in the back of my mind. Cautionary tale about free agency. Say, all right, just don't go out and make the right away. Like,
they've
take
done
your
this
time.
Before.
Yeah, see the market.
I just look at it like this. Sam Darnold says he's seen ghosts. Sam Darnold is still your quarterback, and you're trying to figure out if he's your guy going forward.
Yep.
There's not going to be a trade for Deshaun Watson. I've let go of that, at least for now, but it could be in the future. But for now, I've got to figure out if Sam is the right guy with his third coach and who knows how many coordinators he's had and offensive linemen on top of it. You have two. Very good. Yes, high price, but also guys that really can upgrade your line and add to what you have in Mekhi Becton, right?
Okay.
You have all this money to spend. You're telling me that they were just simply outbid. It wasn't that
that oh, I'd rather go to the Chargers because that quarterback's legit, I'd rather go to the Chiefs because I can win a Super Bowl. You're telling me the Jets are a destination? Because my feeling is they still aren't yet, and that's why you go with younger guys and lower deals.
Right, because you want to get the guys before their prime, and you want to be able to project them through that, right? Lawson, I just told you, is a breakout candidate. Right, so he's 26 years old. You pay for a guy that's 28, you may get 2 years of his prime before he starts to decline once he gets to his 30s, depending on the position. Right, so you're thinking, like, would you be upset today or in the near future if they go get Andrews? Like I just said, Andrews, they need a center.
Yes, they
so
do.
Now you got a center, and you go out and you give up your second first-round draft pick at 23 for Orlando Brown. So now you got Becton, Orlando Brown Jr., and arguably one of the best centers in the game. Problem solved. And yet you didn't reset the market and pay $61 million for Corey Lindsey when you got a player that was equal value.
You know what? I was going to say, Bart, sorry for cutting you. Finish.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, it's almost the reverse mindset of what big city markets should have. Right? Like big city markets, you want to throw money at people. Come here, be a part of our city, right? And we always say smaller markets, oh, is this a destination you want to go to? It's weird being in New York wondering if this is a destination that people want to go to. So that reverse mindset, you build from inside out, you are strategic. That approach seems a lot better long term, more so than just a short term game.
And they got 10 first round draft picks.
Exactly.
Right? And if they trade down with Carolina, because Carolina is desperate, right? They want to make a splash, right? So they're desperate. If they want to give up all this equity up for Deshaun Watson, what would they give to move up from 8 to 2? So if you do that, so now if you're the Jets and you move down, right, you still get a great player at 8, or you move down to – even if you move down to Atlanta. Well, if Atlanta hears rumblings that Carolina wants to jump up and take the number 2 quarterback on
leverage.
The board. Right, so what happens is you say, you know what, I'll drop down to Atlanta, then I can get Sewell, right? Mm-hmm. So who's the number 1 tackle? Because you know if he gets the 5, then Cincinnati's going to take him. So I'm sure – listen, I've been around this organization, and I've been around, you know, Joe Douglas and everybody that mentored him, right? He has a beautiful board up there with all different types of scenarios, and he's just assessing.
Beautiful board, like beautiful mind.
Beautiful mind, man. He's just moving these pieces up and saying, okay, now this guy becomes the top priority. Okay, this guy's gone, move this guy up. Okay, this guy's the best guy on the board. And you're filling the team up with young players that you're going to get 5 good years out of, not guys that you're high, that you sign at 28, 29 years old, that you're only going to get 3, and then you're going to be trying to cut them as a salary cap casualty. So I think Joe Douglas is right where he wants to be. Now, who I'm more upset with is Gettleman, because there's no way that you let Galladay get out of that building. You don't let Galladay get out of there. Because if you get Galladay out there with Danny Dimes, I mean, I think that's going to be that big presence, big catch radius. You got Slayton running down the middle, and now you still have Shepard can be in the slot with Saquon and Ingram. Like, come on, man. Solder come back, restructure his contract. Now you got 2 good tackles. I mean, they can make some hay there too.
Jay comes on our show every Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Habitual line stepping. We call it the habitual line stepping.
And just the expression on Jay's face when Bart brought up the Giants and Gettleman just motivated me now to make sure that the next time he's on our show, that's exactly
by the quarterback.
Unleash
the quarterback. No doubt about it. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, brought to you by Goodyear. Goodyear knows from here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to get through the playoffs. It takes everything to capture a title. Goodyear, more driven. So, as we've mentioned earlier, a year ago today, DeAndre Hopkins was traded to the Cardinals, and the entire league went, what? So, is there a blockbuster like that in the offering today or anytime soon? We'll discuss that after Jay has this.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop on by.
Bruh, say what you want. Say what you want the Seattle Seahawks to do, whether that's trade you or what they need to do from a player acquisition standpoint.
If the Seattle Seahawks are not in the next Super Bowl, someone's going to have to go.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Like, I feel like...
What?
I feel like this is something that he's got a a cachet, like a list in place.
I can't even hear what you're saying, Alan. Can't even hear what you're saying. Get dumped up. Oh, my bad. We back.
Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin.
Oh, this show live. My bad.
ESPN Radio, ESPN News, SiriusXM Channel purses, 80.
G-Unit, what's up?
By the way, Alan's off-camera voice is so different than when he comes back. And he's like, by the way, back by SportsCenter.
Like, hi. Hey, everybody. I just try to do my best.
I love you, Han.
You know what I mean?
Come on, Cheddar Bob.
I try to do my best.
Cheddar Bob.
That's what I am now. I'm Cheddar Bob.
That's messed up. I didn't call you Cheddar Bob.
He's B Rabbit.
I'm gonna need the number for
He's B Rabbit.
Can I get the number for HR real quick?
Tell me something I don't know about myself. Cheddar Bob. Wow, that's a throwback name.
You're gonna talk about taking your girl.
That's disrespectful.
What, did you go to Cranbrook?
Oh yeah. Oh, I am from the D. Ain't no such things as halfway crooks.
Meanwhile, somewhere Adam Schefter is face-palming as he's waiting to talk to us. Is he ready for us, by the way?
He's from Michigan. He know all about Schefter, Cranbrook.
Yeah. Adam
Schefter.
I wonder how Schefter feels about his squad this year, not having Isaiah Livers, March Madness, you know, going on. How do you feel, Schefter? How do you feel about
basketball
the Wolverines'
chances? I wanted to ask him a basketball question or two, so let's do it.
How do you feel?
Well, I know I've tracked the NBA more than I do college hoops, but I will say I felt a lot better about my college hoops team before it lost Isaiah Livers. That guy was a great player, an inspiration. I hope he can make it back at some point during the tournament. No idea how severe the foot injury is. I don't like the sounds of foots and players and trying to get back quickly. If they can overcome his loss, that would be tremendous, but that's a blow in every which way.
Yeah, it leads me to my next question. What are your thoughts on the Pistons? I mean, I'm joking, Schefter.
Wow.
I don't want to do that to you, Schefter. We
can talk Pistons. We can talk Jerry and Grant. Isaiah Stewart, the big center, has been very impressive. Woo! Looks a little bit like Ben Wallace. They traded Svi Michalik recently. They get back a decent player from the Oklahoma City
Thunder.
Tell him,
Schefter. Let him know, Schefter.
Yeah, Jerry and Grant. You know, Killian Hayes.
Diallo is
coming
back from a nice addition.
DeLon Wright is coming back from his groin injury.
CJ Weezy shot at you, but he shot me too in the crossfire because I'm a Detroit Pistons fan. We're supposed to be friends. We ain't never been friends.
Mason Plumlee's played well at center right now, right? I mean, you think you got something on the Pistons on me, Jay? Come on, man.
Exactly.
I love you, Schefter. Well done.
I can't
wait
to do the sideline again. So let's get into some NFL if we could. And I just – I love anniversaries. So – and I always try to remember mine. But we have an anniversary of it today. And that is – my phone helps me, let's be honest. But DeAndre Hopkins was traded a year ago today to the Cardinals and the whole league. And I'm sure you too were like, what? Like, they did what for who? So that happens. And those are rare, of course. But – you know everything. So do you think there could be a surprise trade close to that level at all in this offseason?
Well, obviously everybody's tracking the two quarterbacks, right? Russell Wilson and Deshaun Watson, waiting to see if either team is willing to make a move, which they haven't given any indication that they're willing to do so far. I mean, those are the two moves that hang over the league. Of course, there are always other surprises. That's why they're surprises. I don't know who they will involve, when they will happen. But, yes, there'll always be things because that's how the league operates in the offseason.
Schefter, is there any barking news on who won the first day of NFL free agency?
You know, the funny thing is that people give out grades on days of free agency or the draft. I always find that to be an exercise in a waste of time because who's to say who's going to excel, shine, rise, sink, you don't know whether the guy is going to be worth the money or not. Mm-hmm. So anybody who wants to can win the first day of free agency. You want to spend a lot of money, you win the first day of free agency. Yeah. Today you won. The New England Patriots won. Now let's see how all the players play, and let's see how they perform on the field, and then we could decide whether they deserve an A-plus or an A or a B or a C or whatever it may be. But there are a lot of teams that can go spend money. The question is whether these guys will actually do it. You know, the thing with New England is they bring in all these players. They spend more money in the first few hours of free agency than they ever did in any other free agent year. And, in fact, they spent more money yesterday than they did in the three previous off seasons combined. And they're still getting back players who opted out from last year, like Dont'a Hightower, Patrick Chung. And so this team should be much improved over what it was last year.
So what's the reaction around the league on the Pats?
I think people were surprised. Again, it was an unpatriot-like day. And what's also interesting to me is they always seem to be doing the opposite thing. So when teams are spending a lot of money in free agency in other years, they're sitting back. When teams are struggling against the cap this year and the cap is down due to the pandemic, the Patriots jump in. And so they always seem to be doing the opposite of what the majority of teams are doing. And that's just the New England way. And that seems to be what's happened over time. And it happened again yesterday.
You know what's crazy to me, Shetty? It's like they spent money, but I don't know if all the money was good money, because Nelson Aguilar, you know, jumped his career when he went out to the Raiders. But for me, when I got Will Fuller out there, if I'm going to offer $13 million to somebody for a vertical deep threat, I'd rather go with Will Fuller, you know, and say, hey, I'll go with him. I think he's a better player than Nelson Aguilar. And also the Judon was a surprise to me. I always am curious when teams allow guys to walk away from their organization. Like the Ravens didn't even fight for Judon or Yannick Ngakoue at all as well. So that's telling me that maybe they know a little something about them. So I was surprised that they spent so much money on those two players.
Well, Bert, I would say this on Judon. It's a dance that the Ravens have had with him. And they like the player. They really do like the player. Yeah. But I don't know if they loved him to that point. In fact, a year before, the Ravens entertained the idea of trading Matthew Judon. It didn't happen. They held on to him. They decided it was worth it to keep him. They tagged him again this year, or they let him go without tagging him this year. And so I think it's a case where they like the player. They definitely like the player, but not enough that they were going to tag him for a second straight year at a prohibitive cost. You got to be a really special player to get tagged again. Joe Tooney didn't get tagged again in New England and left to go to Kansas City. So, again, a second tag, that's Dak Prescott-like. That's a quarterback position-like with Kirk Cousins. To get a second tag, you got to be a really good player.
Chef, you're going to leave it there. Great to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
Yeah, the phone was like
he kept looking at the phone like, is that breaking news?
Yes.
Is that breaking news?
That's what's exciting about it. Even if he's just around, you're like, what do you got? What do you got? I'm sure he loves that, too, when people say that. All right, so the Bucs made a big move to bring everyone back, including their best pass rusher in Shaq Barrett, and he is going to join us next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin on ESPN Radio, and you can also find us on the ESPN app. Just ask Siri or Alexa.